Supporting the arts in Waterford. Showtime on WLR.
With thanks to Worldwide Wines. WLR.
Well, you're very welcome along into this first Showtime podcast, and we have all of the talk content from this week's Showtime in one place for you. Later on, we're going to hear from Christine Scarry about the Sondheim Festival. We're going to hear from Stephen Mackey about the SETU Spring Concert. But we're going to start off with Theatre Box and their upcoming production of Six, which is taking to the boards in Garter Lane this coming week. And during the week, I was delighted to be invited along to one of the rehearsals and to chat to some of the cast and the director, Paula Weldon. So coming up, we have Anna Keneally, Ciara Doherty, Kerry Riley and Olivia Welch. When I arrived, they were rehearsing the song No Way. So let's take a little listen to that and a little listen to the chat with the girls.
You must think that I'm crazy. You wanna replace me, baby, there's
no way.
If you thought it'd be funny, just send me to a nunnery, honey, there's
no way.
No way, no way.
No way.
So, Olivia, who are you playing?
I'm playing Catherine Howard.
Okay, well, you have the honour of telling us what is Six about.
So, Six is about the six wives of Henry VIII, back in, what was it, the 19th century? The 15th? I don't know.
Oh, God.
Well, it's about the six wives of Henry VIII, and it's all of their stories that are told, because I feel in school, when you learn about Henry VIII, it's more so about, you just know it's divorce, beheaded, died, divorce, beheaded, survived. And I think Six is a more in-depth kind of story about all the individual queens, and they all have songs to show that, and it's really upbeat. It's more so of a concert more than a musical, and I think it's really interesting, and I think it'll be a great one for the audience to see.
Okay, Kerry, does it make it that bit harder that it's a concert and not a show with a load of script and that kind of stuff?
In my opinion, no.
Okay.
Because everyone has their own story to tell, and they do it through songs, and I love all the songs so much. They're all so different, but they're all the same in a way. They all tell their story through different ways. Some are sad, some are fun. There's a song out there for everyone to listen to. Someone's going to love something.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what I like about it the most.
So going along to Ciara, is this a harder one to audition for? Sometimes you can get a part if you don't have to dance or, you know.
Well, I love this because it's just a load of dancing and singing. And you can feel like you're like a pop star. So it's just really fun. And I love all the songs. So I think there's not much learning to do for the audition.
So presume that you're all dressing up in the pop star-y type stuff,
yeah,
and
yeah,
lights hanging and all kinds of stuff. Kerry, I'll just go back to you for a second. So who are you playing?
Catherine of Aragon.
What happened to you?
I got divorced.
You got divorced. What happened to you?
I was beheaded.
You got beheaded.
Yeah.
Okay, Olivia got beheaded. Kerry got divorced. What happened to you?
I'm Anne Boleyn, so I'm
okay.
Beheaded.
You got beheaded as well? Okay, Anna, save us. What happened to you?
I died.
So you got the happy part of the story.
Well, ish. Jane Seymour gave like birth to the heir of the Tudor dynasty. So, you know, whatever you want to take with that. She gave birth to Edward, who,
okay,
you know,
so you're Jane Seymour.
Longer. Yeah.
Is this a bit of a lighter version of history, if you know what I mean? Like, are we being serious? Are we taking the mick the whole way through the songs?
I think it's a bit of both. Because it starts off lighthearted, and they're throwing a competition against each other, and they're singing all their different styles of songs, and they're explaining their stories. And then the final one, Catherine Parr, she's the survivor, and she kind of brings it to a close. They kind of come to a close saying how this is our story and we can't change history, but it's very sad stories.
So usually with Six, am I right in saying there's just six people?
Yeah.
But you've got a whole crew of people behind you. So, tell us a bit about what's going on behind you.
So there's so many talented dancers for every single dance. I don't know how they do it. They're spinning and turning every second.
Are they singing as well, or is it just yourselves?
We have people singing a song, House of Holbein.
Okay.
It's so cool. It's so funny. It's my favourite song. I'm in every other song except that one.
So. Oh, so that's why it's your favourite.
There's talented choreographers, Ali and Robin.
Okay.
And I couldn't dance. I can't dance, but I really feel like I can now. You know, I feel like I can be a part of it. Like, just to learn dances and just be a part of it is so, it's honestly such an honour.
Yeah, you've got two good two good heads there with Ali and Robin and Varys.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Is this kind of just in your wheelhouse as a teenager to be in this type of a show?
Yeah. I guess I've always loved Heart of Stone as a song. There's particularly a bit in it that I love so much: when the fire is burned, when the wind has blown, when the water's dried. And I feel like everyone has their way to connect with it. But for me personally, I just love that bit so much, because from personal experiences, it's so freeing just to say it, and just to, who cares, you know?
Yeah.
And I know it means a lot to the girls as well. So it's just a dream in a way.
It must be great to be doing it. That's in fairness. Like, when we were your age, we were doing Oklahoma, like, Okay, that was a long time. It was 30 years. Okay, so there's four of you there now. Are the other two wives after dying or something, or another away? So who are the other two that are missing?
So we have Andrea, who's playing Anna of Cleves, who was divorced.
Okay.
And then we have Ali Coppinger, who was playing Catherine Parr, who survived.
Oh, one of you survived.
Catherine Parr survived, yep. The lucky one.
Mm.
Who's directing this, lads?
Paula Weldon. Very talented Paula Weldon.
What's she like?
She is an honour to work with. She gives such great input for every single song and scene. And I think it's hard doing a show like this because it's very different. It's more so, obviously, we said, as a concert. It's so hard to kind of come off as giving a pop concert and then kind of coming back down to tell a story at the same time. So you kind of have to give that energy, but you're also telling the story of someone's life.
Yeah.
And Paula just gives the best kind of input, and she really helps us convey the stories.
Yeah.
And it's like also constant support. Like, whenever I come in here, I just like instantly feel like the weight is off anyone's shoulders, I guess. It's just such a dream to be playing the queens and to have sisters and to have Paula as like a lovely little mother minding after us all the time. It's just unreal. It's literally a dream.
Do you know what? That's lovely to hear. Paula, you've joined us.
Hello.
As the director of this mod, how are they doing?
They're doing a great job. All the girls are doing fantastic. They're really working really, really hard. They're putting in 100% every rehearsal, and they're great to each other and to all of us as well. We're so lucky to have them.
You must be very proud. Like, it's a huge team effort, isn't it?
So proud. So proud of the queens, so proud of all of the dance classes. So like Kerry was saying, Robin is actually working with the queens, doing their choreography with them. And then Ali has taken the chorus parts. So it's very much a collaborative team effort for everybody on board. And like, we've all the dance classes from intensive, tap, ballet, contemporary, and they're all, like the girl said, a varied ages. And even the oldest group here, I think, have been here since they were really, really small and been trained through the ranks as they got older and older. And to see how far they've come from when they were tots to now is astounding. And we're so proud of all of them. Absolutely.
And it's great that it's an in-house production as well. All the people working on it are from the Theatre Box family, if you want to
call it. All from, yeah, the Theatre Box family, umbrella, whatever way you want to put it. Derek Harvey is, I'd say he's still sewing now. he hasn't stopped. And of course, there's Trevor and Denise Darmody as well, the owners of Theatre Box and WAMA. We're very lucky that they've given us the platform to be able to put on these kind of shows and to give us the chance. You know, they're confident in their production team and confident in what we can do. And, you know, we're very lucky to have everyone on board.
You nervous?
Yeah.
At least she's honest.
I'm totally honest. They know I'm too honest. Yeah, we're all nervous, but like, you know, that's, I feel like if you weren't nervous, it would be a bad thing.
Something wrong. Yeah, you know, yeah.
It means you care. And that's what we all say to each other. If we weren't nervous, we'd be worried. So I'm very excited as well.
3 days away from opening the night, how are the nerves?
Terrifying. <Yeah. laughs> I think we're going to pull through, and I think it'll come together really nicely because we've worked so hard, all of us individually, and the amount of effort into the dancing, the harmonies, the singing, and even all the ensemble, all the dancers from all the different classes in Theatre Box, from intensive, contemporary, ballet, tap. There's so many different classes and age groups, and I think everyone's put in so much work that it'll come together so well.
Brilliant.
And our costume designer, Derek Harvey, he is incredible.
Yeah, because there's a distinctive look, isn't there, for this? Everyone has their own colour, kind of, and do they? I think, yeah. I've never seen six on stage, but I see it this week coming. So you're moving into the theatre tomorrow night, Monday night, and two nightmare days, the tech days that we all love. When you open. Presume there's tickets left, lads?
Yep, there's tickets for the Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, but the Saturday night is completely sold out.
Oh, brilliant. I'm going Saturday.
It's like, I'm saying it to everyone just to support it. I've never been so passionate about a show before. Like, genuinely, it is, like, I'm actually just looking at my girls beside me and it's just like, I can't wait. Like, honestly.
It's the perfect place to leave it. Lads, the best of luck. Thanks a million.
Thank you.
Supporting the arts in Waterford. Showtime on WLR.
With thanks to Worldwide Wines. WLR.
Christine Scarry is along to talk to us and she is going to tell us all about the Sondheim Festival, which is taking to the boards only up the road from us in the Watergate in Kilkenny next week. And it is a major, major festival with a major, major West End star. Christine, you're very welcome to studio.
Thank you very much, Wayne. I'm delighted to be here.
The third time already for the Sondheim Festival. Where has that time gone?
Oh my gosh, I know. I can't believe we're in our third one already, yeah.
You have a brilliant headline concert. Rachel Tucker. Tell us who Rachel Tucker is for a start.
Oh, well, Rachel Tucker is probably known to everybody, but in case she isn't, in case you don't know who she is, I suppose she's best known as being the longest running Elphaba in the history of Wicked on Broadway and the West End. She's played it in both places, Broadway and West End. Mm-hmm. And she played it actually for over 1,000 consecutive performances. So she is the longest running consecutive Elphaba or Green Witch in Wicked. So if we have any fans of the movie or of the show, this is a real treat for you because she's going to be singing not just Sondheim in the concert, but some of her other big hits as well. So there'll be some featured from Wicked. She shared the leading role of Norma Desmond in Sunset Boulevard with Nicole Scherzinger. That's what she'd done before her most recent production, which is playing Persephone in Hadestown, which is on in London at the moment. And she is finishing that up this coming weekend, coming direct from Hadestown, which is some journey from Hadestown to Kilkenny. And it, I mean, it really is kind of incredible, you know, to think that she's going to be playing there. And she's going to be accompanied that night by David Hayes, who needs no introduction, I know, to your listeners, being so synonymous with Waterford, as well as Dublin and everywhere else, really, in Ireland. Fantastic pianist and musical director. So we're very, very honoured to have him back at the keys for this as well.
He's doing a workshop as well, isn't he, on the same?
On that afternoon, we have, and he's done this for the last few years as well. We've had it's been called a choral workshop, but I think that's even too fancy a title for it. It's singing. It's a collective of people just coming in together, and he works through a song. So you learn a song from beginning to end in this gorgeous atmosphere in the Watergate, in the auditorium. And there is just a really beautiful atmosphere as he talks through how he teaches the song, obviously, and then talks through all of the interpretive elements of the song. And it's really for everybody, whether you're comfortable with singing on your own or in a group, just enjoy having a sing, then it's for you. And for all ages as well. We've had some really beautiful experiences the last couple of years with that. I like to call it a musical hug because that's what it felt like. It was really gorgeous. Yeah. And then this year, actually, we have a special combo ticket because they run one after the other between that singing on Sunday workshop with David. So there's a special ticket price for that and for the concert with Rachel Tucker that night, which is a really fantastic deal.
But she's also doing a masterclass, isn't she?
On the Saturday, yes. So she's giving two performance masterclasses, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. And we have eight performers in each of those. You know, we had a lot of applications to take part, as you can imagine, in that class. So there are eight in each, and there's a really mixed variety of people, from professional singers to really well-regarded amateur singers to hobbyists to student singers, all in there, all singing Sondheim. And she's going to work through performance techniques and, you know, what they might do in their performance of these songs. And they are open to observers, both of those classes. So there are tickets available to observe those classes from the Watergate website, which is, you know, sometimes I think it's nearly more beneficial to observe. You learn more by observing, you know, it's and without the pressure of having to actually perform yourself.
And tell us about the Velvet Voice. So this is on Sunday morning.
Oh, Sunday morning. Well, this is for the speaking voice as opposed to the singing voice. And we have the fabulous Irene O'Mara, who's a speaking voice and accent coach, coming. And she delivered a fabulous accent workshop last year for us. So this year she's talking about how to make your voice the most attractive that it can be in speech. So this really applies to anybody who needs to use their voice in public at all, if it's for work, for public speaking of any kind, even, you know, at meetings, if you want to improve how you speak, or if it's for stage, any of those things. It's to help give you some tools to maximize the potential of your voice. We have great support, really, from our audiences, and I hope that we'll have the same again this year. You know, just it is fantastic meeting of people who all share a love of musical theatre, a love of performance, just singing in general. And I think with Rachel involved this year, you know, it sort of broadens it out really beyond just the scope of Sondheim itself, because she's gone into other areas as well, which is going to make for a really varied and entertaining night on the Sunday night. Oh, and I almost forgot to say that we have some fabulous guest artists on as well that night. We have Tony Carty from Wexford, who would be well known, I'm sure, to listeners in the southeast. Fantastic performer, singer and actor from Wexford. And we have our very own Sarah Brennan from Kilkenny, who is also going to perform that night. And Sarah has obviously played in Sondheim as well before, so they, as has Tony, so they're experienced. And yeah, we've two beautiful young performers who are just about to go out into the world of professional musical theatre, Jacinta Hegarty and Zach O'Brien, both from Cork, in fact, who are about to graduate from the musical theatre degree in MTU, Cork School of Music. And they are both, they were both runners up in the last bursary that we had, competition that we had last year. The last festival. So they're both beautiful Sondheim performers. So that's very exciting to see them come up and deliver a gorgeous performance, which, yeah, so if you want to see the stars of tomorrow, there they are.
Well, if you want to see someone of the calibre of Rachel Tucker at the only Sondheim festival in the world, it's 1 week from today, literally half an hour away from our houses, just up the road. I mean, well worth a visit. It is a once in a lifetime opportunity to see someone of that caliber up close in that type of setting, isn't it?
Oh, it really is, yeah. Especially in such an intimate setting, because the Watergate is a beautiful space, but it's small, you know, so you're never too far away from the person. It's not like going to see them in London, or even in the Bord Gáis or somewhere where you're miles away. You feel very much part of the setting. So it's going to be a really beautiful, intimate, attractive evening. Yeah, I can't wait for it myself. Really can't. Yeah.
Well, Christine, thanks a million for joining us tonight, and the very best of luck with it.
Thank you very much, Wayne. Really appreciate you having me on here to chat about it, and I hope I see you there as well. Thanks so much, Wayne.
Supporting the arts in Waterford. Showtime on WLR.
With thanks to Worldwide Wines. WLR.
Well, now, one more guest for this week, and it is Stephen Mackey, and he is from SETU. And the SETU Music School have a big concert coming up on Wednesday night coming. Stephen, you're very welcome. Good to hear from you again.
Thanks, Wayne. Thanks for having me back. Appreciate it.
Okay, so a spring concert in SETU. This is a bit of a departure for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it was kind of a light bulb moment at the end of last year when we were putting on the Tremor Proms, which was a very successful concert. But we found that we were competing a lot with other events, exams, and, you know, players were overcommitted. The resources, like, you know, equipment and rooms and all that were overcommitted. And audiences were a bit exhausted as well. And then we found coming up to Christmas that we were going to have that times two, because, you know, Waterford at Christmas is a busy, busy place musically. And again, you're asking players, you know, to turn up for rehearsals when they have concerts on the same night. Audiences in Waterford, you know, they're brilliant. There's only so many things people can go to at Christmas. Everybody's chasing their tail at Christmas. So we just thought, well, we delay and go February and call it springtime. And it was a kind of a revelation, because while everybody else was chasing their tails at Christmas, we were kind of going, we've time now to look forward to our concert in spring. And it, you know, really has been a game changer. And we're going to do the same in the summer. We're not going to put on a summer proms. We're going to put on an autumn concert. Like the split season in GAA, yeah, you know?
You have to bring it back to the GAA, don't you? So look, tell us then. So these two concerts that you're talking about, like these are kind of your marquee events, aren't they? You're kind of showing off your wares of all the students that are in the college.
Yes, yes, yeah, yeah. And we're very lucky because this isn't just our baby with the SETU Orchestra. We will have concert strings and Buddy and Bows under the baton of Emer Healy. And we have the all new guitar ensemble. They were in last night because we were all going to do a little bit at the end. That's under Jonathan Bulfin, Joey Whelan and Dylan Bible. And then we have the SETU Jazz Ensemble. That's from the BA course. Mm-hmm. That's with Dylan Bible and a few students. And then we have the SETU Symphony Orchestra. We always bump ourselves up from concert orchestra to symphony orchestra when we can. So we will have, you know, fairly large orchestra ourselves. So, and Greg Scanlon is our MC. So Greg.
All right. Yeah, Greg is great. Absolutely. And this is in the chapel down the college campus, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Yes, yes, yeah.
So what's on the programme that you can tell us about?
Well, I'll tell you about the SETU Symphony Orchestra because I'm conducting that along with Andrew Sheeran. He's the new co-conductor. Andrew has got a bit of Mayo blood in him, but he's living in Dublin. He's a fantastic violinist and violist. We're splitting the conducting duties, and it's been really good to have somebody who's an expert in string playing, putting the string players through their paces. So yeah. When we're doing Mozart Overture, we're doing a brand new world premiere of one of the BA courses students' composition, Don O'Toole. It's a wonderful piece. We're doing a Copland Clarinet Concerto with Neil Lacey as soloist. We're doing Grieg and Borodin, Paul Bastian dances. And then there's a few surprises at the end.
Oh, lovely.
So we're not doing any music theatre, Wade, so I know you probably won't even bother coming.
Well, we do have a lot of people who love the orchestras, you know, and the big answers to come to town as well. This is relatively good value to get into as well, Stephen. This is in fairness.
It's incredible value. And I'll tell you why. The tickets are a tenner for adults, okay? But it's free for kids and free for OAPs. So I kind of say to parents, this is, it's an hour and 20, so it's not as short as a TikTok video. Mm-hmm. But it's shorter than most movies, and it's music they can associate themselves with. And there's a lot of young people there. I mean, the Buddy and Bows start from, you know, knee high,
yeah, absolutely, yeah.
up to degree students, and then we have our adult members. Then, so you know, it can be a real inspiring time for people. We've had a lot of people join the orchestra because they've seen the orchestra and they used to play the violin or they used to play the flute, and they think, you know, well, I could go back to them. I could be able for that. And also, if you've got a child that you think really is musical or would benefit from music, they're going to see an awful lot of kids their own age playing and having fun and producing, you know, damn good music as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, the fact that kids are free, you know, there's very few things that are free for kids to go and do. Entertainment-wise, you know, you can bring them to the park, but in February, bring them to the park is hit or miss, you know.
I'm always saying to the gang from the Symphony Club when they're on, it's brilliant for kids who may be studying music even in school to come along and watch an orchestra, you know, playing to get the vibe of what it's like to be at a big orchestral concert.
Yeah, that's it. And it's, if you're listening to music on your phone, even with really good quality headphones, it doesn't compare to what's thrown at you from a live orchestra.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's a physical experience as well as an audible experience. You actually can feel the music without having to up the volume and blow your liver out. You know, it's completely different. And, you know, it's live, so you will hear the inaccuracies, you will hear the missed pitches here and there.
So it is this Wednesday night. Can you pre-book tickets or is it on the door?
You can do both or once. Yeah, because of the cyber attack, booking tickets, there has been, they've kind of, you know, eased off a little bit on having to book stuff online. So you can pay online as well. There's no harm, you can rock up. So if you don't want to commit to the Wednesday night. But like I said, it starts at 7:30. And you will be probably getting into your car well before 9. Tickets are actually selling quite well. Jean in the music school office was on to me yesterday and she said they're selling quite well. It's a big seater venue, the chapel, but the good quality seats in the middle, you know, they should be priced differently. They're that much better. So if you want to get in there and book your tickets, now would be a good time.
Great. Stephen, thanks so much.
No problem, Wayne. Sure, we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
And that is just about all we have for this week. If you do want to hear the full programme with all the music, and I'd highly recommend that as well, then go along to WLRFM.com and you can click on the playbacks and listen to all of our Showtime episodes and all of our other episodes there.
And if you want to stay in touch with these regular podcasts, you can subscribe to this podcast in your regular podcast player, and it will pop up every week on Sunday night after the show with all the content that we have from that week's show. So until next time, thanks for listening.
Supporting the arts in Waterford, Showtime on WLR.
With thanks to Worldwide Wines. WLR.